Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Both the Kenai and Soldana City Councils have student representatives. For Kenai, it's Zinlan Tanner. For Soldana, it's Noble Cassidy. The Kenai Peninsula Borough has none. However, during the assembly meeting on Tuesday night, Vice President Tyson Cox suggested that maybe it's time to consider a change in the future.
When people come onto the assembly, a lot of times they'll ask, why don't we have a student representative? I can tell you right now, I think that'd be very difficult for us to have.
Explained Vice President Cox.
But what my idea is to put a presentation period right before the regular presentations, where we have two 10-minute presentations, to do a 10-minute presentation for the student council.
Cox believes that there are five schools right now that have student councils and would like to find out if others in the area are interested in participating in this type of opportunity. From his knowledge, Seward, Homer, Nikiski, Soldotna, and Kenai are potential options. This would be an invitation to those schools to come in and speak. It would be an item that would be listed on the agenda only when it's happening.
I think it's important to have those kids be able to come and do that. We're seeing some of these kids wanting to do that. If you've gone to the school boards at all lately, Soldotna has been very involved that way. And I think some of these other kids might be if they really feel that there's an opening for them. And then if there's schools that aren't prepared or don't want to, they don't have to. It's not a forced thing. It's not anything anybody would have to do. But I'm looking to put that together.
The vice president did ask that if anyone had any suggestions or ideas, to run it through the city clerk. If this concept were to be implemented, it would not begin until next year. It would also only be for 9 months out of the year, considering that school is out during the summer. The borough assembly discusses with the KPBSD some potential options in regards to school education funding. For more on this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Representatives from the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District met with the Borough Assembly Finance Committee on Tuesday to answer questions regarding the board's recently prepared trio of fiscal year 2025 budget proposals. The three budget options currently in a holding pattern represent the various education funding that may or may not be coming from the state depending on the yet-to-be-taken legislative action in Juneau. The first option assumes Juneau offers no increase to the base student allocation. The second assumes a $340 increase. The third assumes a $680 increase. School Board President Zen Kelly said the zero increase option was, among other things, a stark reminder of the situation faced by the district.
This is all we can truly depend on. And this is what it looks like. So it actually tells a story to the public of what no additional funding, the effects that it has on our district.
In order to bridge its now $16 million gap, the district is emptying its spendable savings fund, about $5.8 million, but it will still need help from the borough to cover the remaining shortfall. The district is seeking full funding from the borough. The borough is required to provide the district funding. However, the amount provided is dependent on a formula in state law that calculates minimum and maximum contributions. In this case, the borough could give as little as $33 million or as much as $58 million.
Running the business of education is significantly more expensive than it was 7 years ago,
said Borough Mayor Peter Michicki.
There's three kinds of people, the way they look at education. There's the kind of people that say, give them all the money they ever want and everything will be better. There's the kind that say, starve them out, and somehow they'll magically get better. And there's all the reasonable people in the middle that say the thief in the night called inflation is a real thing and we need to account for it. We haven't.
Ultimately, the Board of Education must sort out a resolute option this month in order to present the borough with a balanced budget by its May 1st deadline. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Thursday.